You want to give our youth a shout out? I think our youth deserves some shout outs. If you're a regular listener, you love Clubhouse Radio, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Shoot them an email. Let them know. We're sometimes in our studio wondering who's listening out there. So let us know. We love hearing from our friends. So, all right, y'all. Peace out. Be good. Pride Parade in Hudson is tomorrow. 1 o'clock. Don't miss it if you want to have a good time. All right, y'all. Show the love. Peace.
Listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson Catskill, 90.7 FM. Just remember, live your life.
On Saturday, June 4th, tune into all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara Radio Theater is on the WGXC morning show at 9 a.m. 10 a.m., it's time to turn on the news with even more guns this week. 10:30 a.m., Joshua Freed remixes New York City Radio live on Hudson Valley Frequencies on the show he calls Radio Wonderland. At 1 p.m., it's time for In My Room Radio, this week with tracks from Oren Barkey, Jana Winderin, and Ka Bird, among others. Sally Ann McIntyre is the featured artist on the Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. At 6 p.m., the Framework Show has composers using field recordings in their work, with Kate Carr, Sia, Lawrence English, Van Govia, and Nula among the performers this week. The Afrosonic Taxi takes off at 8 p.m. with Juanita Uka, Desiree Duouf, and Islet Redder, among others. And then we'll go live to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 9 p.m. Performances from Monarch, Hanzolo, and Kendra McKinley on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Who is community radio for?
It's for people.
You mean it's for the people?
What's the difference between people and the people?
People you see on the street are people. You can see them. You can't see the people. There's too many to see.
You can't see anything on the radio anyway.
That's what's great about radio. There's nothing to see.
That means you can drive at the same time you listen to the radio.
Do you think it's safe to operate a motor vehicle while listening to WGXC?
Is it safe to use power tools while listening to WGXC?
90.7 FM. WGXC.
So much older now. Give me peace, give me peace. Float it up over and out, so you can sleep and I can see. If you could, you would do it. A lifetime of love to prove. But I would never hold you to it. Everyone has the right to move. Mm-hmm.
To move. I'm so much older now. Give me peace, give me peace. Float it up over and out so you can sleep and I can see. I know if you could, you would do it. A lifetime of love to prove. But I would never hold you to it. Everyone has the right to move.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fahia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish things. And that's what we'll do today. Again.
What are everyone's books today?
I can share one that's a bit of a mystery for me. The book itself is not a mystery. Well, no, the book is a mystery. It's not a mystery story.
Oh, man.
It's a graphic novel, middle grade graphic novel, and it's coming out later this month. I read it quite a while ago, so I'm going to read the description because my memory of it is not as clear as it was when I first read it. But I really liked it a lot. It's called Cat's Cradle, The Golden Twine by Joe Roux, which is R-I-O-U-X. And the mystery part is that it's coming out later this month, but there's an edition of it that is already out. But all the writing of it refers to it as a debut. So I haven't been able to figure out what the story is, but my best guess is that it was initially released by a different publisher back in, like, I think it was 2012 or 13, and that it was a one-off story at that point, because I haven't seen signs of a sequel out in the world. And so my best guess is that this other publisher decided to pick it up as a trilogy and continue the story, and so that they're reissuing the first book. What I don't know for sure is how different the editions are. Like, I looked at a sort of preview of the original edition, and the artwork looks slightly different. So I wonder if she has worked on the artwork a little bit to change it up. But I'd have to see the finished products, like, side by side to know for sure. But either way, at least the one that I read, which is the one coming out later this month, is very good. And here's the description. Jo Roux makes her debut as a writer-illustrator in this fantasy adventure graphic novel trilogy. Suri loves monsters, studying their lore, telling stories about them for a fee, and she hopes one day taming them. Unfortunately, no one takes an orphan street urchin who travels with the merchant camp very seriously. But Suri's self-confidence, cleverness, and ambition serve her well when a mysterious new wagon joins her camp, holding something very big, very loud, and very monstrous. And that's before Suri runs afoul of a treacherous family with its own beastly secret and a prince hunting the greatest monster of all. And I thought this was very fun. I think it's different than a lot of graphic novels that I've been reading recently, which have been more contemporary fiction. Although some of them have a little fantastical element, this one felt more like historical fantasy. You know, it's set back in the day. I like the traveling circus or traveling merchant camp aspect and all of the individual characters that she's friended on that route. Yeah, so I thought it was a really good start to a trilogy, which is what made it interesting when I was looking it up today when I found this older edition, because I thought it was this new trilogy launching. But that's why my best guess is that the trilogy part is new, and so that the first book is a reissue or a reimagining, possibly, or a redo of the first book. But yeah, getting that for our library. I hope people will check it out, and I look forward to reading the second one whenever that comes out. But so that's the series is Cat's Cradle, and the first book is The Golden Twine.
That sounds like a great book. I'm very excited to read that.
Yeah, I think you would like it. As we've talked about many times on the show, there's so many great middle grade graphic novels, and this is adding one to the pot, you know?
Woohoo!
But I did appreciate the sort of feel and pace of this one. Just felt a little different. And I like the main character. Suri's pretty cool.
About how long is this graphic novel?
It's pretty short, actually. Well, the new edition is 128 pages. The original edition was 112 pages.
Those are short. Most graphic novels I read are like 320 or so.
Yeah, it is pretty short, but I guess it's gearing up for a continuation. So Fatia, do you have a poem to share this week or a book to share? I know you've been enjoying your poetry lately.
I have a poem that I want to share. The poem is Good Things.
Who's it by?
I think it's by Barbara Vince.
Are you going to read it to us?
Yeah. I once heard an old man say, sapping wise out of clay into a subtle form sublime. Listen, son, good things take time. All my life I thought of this when I task was lacking bliss. When the work seemed awful though, and I thought I had enough. So I give a little more to what sometimes seems a chore. And you know without a doubt, good things always came about. The reason why I love this poem is because there's like a lot of rhyming words, and it's also because of the title Good Things. And I really like that title's name because it just makes my mind so fresh whenever I read it.
I loved that poem. It was very like, I love that message. Good things do really take time. Mm-hmm. That is very true. And that is just very true in life. Good things do take time. So yeah, I really love that poem, Fatia. And you read it so well, like just with such heart and presence, you know, it just really draws you in.
Thank you, Georgia.
Yeah, I agree. You're welcome. I love hearing poems. I look forward to hearing poems every week, but no pressure. If you ever have something else you want to talk about, that's fine too. But I do love hearing the poems from you. Georgia, do you have a book to share?
Oh, right. I forgot that I haven't gone yet. Yes, I do. I have a book called All Summer Long. Sorry. Okay, let me try that again. I have a book today. It's a middle grade. Sorry, I can't speak right now. I have a book today that I got from a library, and it's called All Summer Long, and it's by Hope Larson. It's a middle grade graphic novel, and it's a really great book. It's also a shorter one. It's about 170 pages long, sort of the standard for a graphic novel, but I consider that short because I like reading like 400 page ones. Yeah, the longer the better, in my opinion, for graphic novels. So this is a really good book, and it's a coming of age sort of book. It's about this girl who's like sort of growing apart from her best friend, and sort of focuses around that. Her best friend feels too grown up to do all the things that they used to do, and it's just she's realizing that she's getting older, and but she like misses the things, and she and her best friend are sort of growing apart. So I'll read the description. One summer can change everything. 13-year-old Bina has a long summer ahead of her. She and her best friend, Austin, usually do everything together, but he's off to soccer camp for a month, and he's been acting kind of weird lately. Anyway, so it's up to Bina to see how much fun she can have on her own. At first, it's a lot of boredom, bad TV, and guitar practice. Things look up when Bina finds an unlikely companion in Austin's older sister, Charlie. They like the same music, and Charlie actually seems to think Bina is cool. But then Austin comes home from camp acting even weirder than when he left. Can Bina and Austin get back to the way things used to be, or does growing up mean growing apart? Touching and dynamic, All Summer Long is a celebration of friendship, family, and marching to your own rhythm from Eisner Award-winning author Hope Larson. So this is a really good book, and I'd recommend it. So that was All Summer Long by Hope Larson.
I'm surprised. I was looking up Hope Larson, and I don't know if I've ever read anything by her. She's written so many comics that I know we have here, but haven't read her yet. So maybe I'll have to read that one. Do you know there's a sequel?
Yeah, this is there is.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's called All Together Now.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Oh, and there's a third book that came out in January, All My Friends. What? So if you like the first one.
Are there
one,
any more?
Those are the three that I see, so I don't know. Does it say? It's a trilogy, so there's three, and they're all out.
Oh. Can they make it a quality?
I guess she could if she can find a publisher and wants to do it. But she has a lot of other books. She has the Goldie Vance books. There's Compass South is the first book in a series called Four Points. I think that one's fairly new, so I don't know if there's a second one yet.
Oh, I've read a little bit of Goldie Vance. I didn't know she did those. I recognize that title, at least. I might have read some on ebook.
She's also done some Batgirl comics and Salt Magic. I know we have, and I think Chiggers as well, which I believe is set at a camp. So yeah, sounds like a good book. Oh, and she did the adaptation of A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the back. Looks
which
interesting.
I've thought about reading that because I've already read Wrinkle in Time probably a couple times in my life. So I thought that might be a nice way to reread it without rereading it.
I've only watched A Wrinkle in Time as a movie, which I know is a crime to do it before reading
it. Total crime.
I did it anyways. I'm sorry. You can't arrest me.
I'm going to give you a librarian ticket. I'm just kidding. Librarians like movies too.
Are you taking away my permission from the Hudson Library?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No,
your permission to say that you always watch the movie after the book. That's the permission you lose. You can't say that anymore. I mean, you can, but it's a lie.
Oh, Emily, mm-hmm. Guess who found her library card? Me. So now I have two library cards. I have my Hudson Library card and my Lenox Library card, which works through all Berkshire County Library.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is like having a one for to every single library in my area, which is great.
The Hudson Area Library one works that way too.
Really?
Yep. If you have a Hudson Area Library card, it works at every library in the Mid-Hudson Library System, which is all of Columbia,
yeah, like
Green, but also Dutchess, Ulster, and Putnam counties too. And you can get ebooks from the Upper Hudson Library System as well, because we have a partnership with them.
What's the difference between Upper Hudson and Mid-Hudson?
The Mid-Hudson Library System are those counties that I mentioned. And then the Upper Hudson, I don't remember all of the counties, but it's like Rensselaer and, more capital region.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, I know that Albany, she gets time to shine, but would make more sense if New York City was the capital, because when, like, people from other countries, at least, when they think of New York, they think of New York City, like, and actually a lot of people from, like, other countries, I've, like, said, like, they've asked me where I'm from, because I recognize that I is not from there, and I said, I'm from the U.S., and then they're like, ooh, do you live in New York City? I was like, no, I live a little bit outside it, but I feel like New York should sort of be the capital of the whole country, because, I mean, it's very, like, it's very popular. You know, a lot of people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like also Albany and other places she gets time to shine, you know?
Yeah, I think of it kind of as, like, Albany is our, like, government center. Like, that's the capital for the political, governmental world. And then New York City is, like, the cultural capital. Don't tell Albany I said that, though. But that's how I see it.
That's really funny. I guess I definitely agree with that. I like that way of looking at it. It's also very true.
With the little time we have left, I thought I could highlight some books that we have coming out this month that I thought people might be interested in. So I will start with a middle grade book. It's the first book in at least a duology. Is that how you say it? There's at least another book coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's only two or if there's more planned. But this is the first one, and it comes out on June 7th. And the series is the Sinister Summer series. And the first book is Wretched Water Park, and it's by Kirsten White. And here's the description for that. Meet the sinister Winterbottoms. That's like a hyphenated name. Brave Theo, her timid twin Alexander, and their older sister Will. They're stuck for the summer with their aunt Sophronia, who doesn't know how often children need to eat and can't use a smartphone, and whose feet never quite seem to touch the floor when she glides or walks. When Aunt Sophronia suggests a week pass to the Fathoms of Fun water park, they hastily agree. But the park is even stranger than Aunt Sophronia. It's a really hard name to say. The water slides look like gray gargoyle tongues. The employees wear creepy black dresses and deliver ominous messages. An impossible figure is at the top of the slide tower. People are disappearing, and suspicious goo is seeping into the wave pool. Something mysterious is happening at Fathoms of Fun, and it's up to the twins to get to the bottom of it. The mystery, that is, not the wave pool. Definitely not the wave pool. But are Theo and Alexander out of their depth? You like that little pun there? Little bottom of the wave pool pun?
I loved that. I loved that pun.
I think this sounds like a really cute book. It kind of has a, reminds me of like the series of unfortunate events, the Lemony Snicket books, like that kind of funny, but morbid.
It does remind me of that. I'm watching the series, but haven't read the books. I know.
I'm gonna have to give you another ticket.
Yeah, please forgive me.
We'll see. We'll see if we can spare you. So a second book that I thought I would share is a nonfiction book for kids called The Wonders We Seek, 30 Incredible Muslims Who Helped Shape the World. And so this is a biographical collection. So it has portraits and illustrations alongside written portraits of talented Muslim physicians, musicians, athletes, poets, and more who helped make the world we know today. So here's the description for that one. A brilliant surgeon heals patients in the first millennium. A female king rules the Indian subcontinent. A poet pours his joy and grief into the world's best-selling verses. An iconic leader fights for civil rights. And many, many more. Throughout history, from the golden age of the empires of Arabia, Iraq, Persia, and India, up to modern day, Muslims have shaped our world in essential ways, with achievements in music, medicine, politics, human rights, literature, sports, technology, and more. Give this book to readers who are excited to learn about the great figures and thinkers in history. I love these kind of books where they have sort of shorter, like instead of a whole biography of one person, it's shorter pieces where you can learn a little bit about many different people, often from all over the world. And I think it's a nice introduction to people, some of whom you might know a little bit about and you learn a little bit more, or some you may have never heard about. And I feel like it's a good jumping off point for learning about more. So if you read something like this, and you can maybe read it over a long period of time, like I could see reading one portrait a night kind of thing. But then every once in a while, you might find somebody that you're like, huh, I would like to learn more about that person. And then you can either look them up online or try to find a longer book about them. But I think these books are very cool. Oh, and that's by Sadia Farooqi and Anissa Mumtaz are the authors. And then Safa Khan is the illustrator. And that one also comes out June 7th. We'll be getting that at the library. And then I have one teen book that is also coming out June 7th. This one is called Before Takeoff by Adi Al-Said. And here is the description. The sun is also a star meets Jumanji when two teens meet and fall in love during a layover gone wrong at the Atlanta airport in this thrilling new novel from the author of Let's Get Lost. James and Michelle find themselves in the Atlanta airport on a layover. They couldn't be more different, but seemingly interminable delays draw them both to a mysterious flashing green light and each other. Where James is passive, Michelle is anything but, and she quickly discovers that the flashing green light is actually a button, which she presses, which may or may not unwittingly break the rules of the universe, at least as those rules apply to Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta. Before they can figure up from down, strange, impossible things start happening. Snowstorms form inside the B terminal, jungles sprout up in the C terminal, and earthquakes split the ground apart in between. And no matter how hard they try, it seems no one can find a way in or out of the airport. James and Michelle team up to find their families and either escape the airport or put an end to its chaos before it's too late. I thought that sounded really fun. Young adult Jumanji.
Sounds like a good book, except I wish that didn't have romance.
Maybe it won't be too heavy on the romance. Maybe it'll be heavier on the adventure. Sometimes that happens.
So you said this was a graphic novel?
No, this one's a young adult, just a novel.
Oh, okay.
Does sound like it would be a cool graphic novel, though. But maybe you can just make the images and the panels and the bubbles in your head.
Yeah, of course, I'm still going to read it.
I'm curious, having been to the Atlanta airport several times in recent years, I'm curious how much they'll incorporate in what the airport is like, because they have a lot of interesting like art exhibits and installations there. So I'd be curious to see if those get incorporated. But yeah, so that's Before Takeoff by Adi Al-Said and comes out June 7th, which is next Tuesday. But on that note, we're just about out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.